This is News in Brief from the United Nations. Authorities in Mexico are being urged to consider new evidence related to a military operation last year in the town of Tlatelolco, in which 22 people died. A 15-year-old girl was amongst the dead. The authorities said the deaths occurred during what it called a shootout with suspected criminals. Media reports and a survivor's testimony showed that most victims were executed after the confrontation had ended. Christoph Haines, a UN expert on extrajudicial executions, cited new information from military documents revealing a directive that troops should operate at night in order to kill criminals in the darkness of the night. Haines said law enforcement officials can never be ordered to go out and kill criminals. Instead, they must arrest and use minimum force only if it proves to be necessary. A senior officer from the United States government has been appointed second in command at the UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR. Kelly T. Clements assumed the post of Deputy High Commissioner for Refugees on Monday. Ms. Clements is the former Deputy Assistant Secretary of State in the U.S. government's Bureau of Population, Refugees and Migration. She has been closely involved with refugee and displacement issues throughout her 25-year career, including secondment to work with UNHCR in Bangladesh in the 1990s. More than 30,000 Palestinian youth refugees in Syria are receiving job skills training to better their chances in that country's challenging labor market. They're being trained by the UN in areas such as information technology, graphic and interior design, and plumbing, electrics, and refrigerator repair. Nearly 500,000 Palestinian refugees live in Syria. Conflict there has caused the near collapse of the local economy, with unemployment expected to surpass 60% this year. Deanne Penn, United Nations.